Hello everyone and welcome back to day 3 of the podcast. Today we are talking about the correct structure where articles actually get read and indexed by Google. So if you remember from yesterday, I told you that my writing has changed completely when I joined Medium.com and started getting reviewed on my published posts. So let me give you a little bit of an example of what I would have written before I joined Medium. I remember myself writing reviews for games, and the way I would have written a review back then was sort of a letter. I'm writing a letter to you, and the letter had a title, which is what you want to add to every article, but it didn't really have a structure. It was just writing on and on and on and on, and then finish. When I saw my writing wasn't getting traction, I started getting into courses. I paid hundreds of dollars back in the day to start writing well on Medium because I wanted that attention. I craved the review, and seeing that like little curated to the X topic on one of your articles was a dopamine hit, and I wanted to see how I could improve to get it more and more. The way I think about it now is a little bit more complicated because I think it was kind of dangerous to put that carrot in front of me and other writers, because then you only write for the curation instead of writing things that you actually care about. Like, what topics get mostly curated? Like, those are the kind of questions you start asking. Like, what structure gets curated? Like, you don't actually write the thing you want to write in a way that thinks about the reader, but in a way that makes the curator approve. Now, the curator is also a reader, but it's not your end reader. It's just an employee of a company who wants to make money. It's not your goal. Your goal is to write for a reader. So I went through some courses, and those courses taught me a lot, and I think for the purposes of this short podcast episode, I'll give 3 major pointers for anyone who is writing a blog post and wants to improve it immediately. The first one is the title. We have been taught from the web, from Google, from SEO, that titles should be short, up to 60 characters. And I want to say, especially most recently after being in a course that encourages writing on social media where everything is really fast, really changing all the time, short titles are not always the best option. A shorter title is vaguer. When you as a reader come to read a title and it's only 60 characters, you don't really get the most out of it, as opposed to if it was longer and more niched down. And for example, if I wanted to create a blog post about blogging and say something like 3 tips for beginner bloggers, that's really niched to beginner bloggers. But what if I said 3 tips for beginner bloggers who want to write about tabletop role-playing games? Now it's a lot more niched. It's more nuanced. It's not just blogging. It has a very specific audience. And sure, on search results, not the entire title would show up, but you do still have the subtitle where you can write more information for people to actually read, and trust the internet to find the readers for these kinds of articles too. And also, if you want to check that it works, you can actually try something like creating a Twitter thread or X thread, or maybe create a carousel of the post itself on Instagram, or maybe just write a short post on LinkedIn even. Those social medias will help you understand if the post works before you actually give the blood and sweat to create the full length post. you can just start with a smaller one. So that's the first thing that was talking about titles. Now let's talk about the structure of the post. And a lot of people would do the same mistake as I did and create a letter instead of an actual post. And what you want to do when writing a post is to have sections and subtitles and a lot of white space. Please use white space a lot. White space is your friend. And even putting one or two sentences in a paragraph is enough to pause, create a white space break, and continue. Because the one thing that deters most readers when just skimming an article, and yes, they skim the article before they actually commit to reading all of it, is blocks of text. If you now go back to one of your articles and there's a lot of walls of text, you have giant paragraphs, only a select few people will actually commit to reading the whole thing. I know I won't. I won't. I would not commit to read something like that, especially when my time is limited and I have a lot of other options. People won't just want to read your article just because you've written it. You need to make it enticing for them to read it. So white space is one thing. Subtitles is the second thing. You want to make your article skimmable, which means you have the title of the post, that's the title, and then you divide your post into a few sections based on what you want to say in the article, and then you actually start writing or filling in each of those sections. If you stay within this kind of structure, then you easily get more indexed on Google and people have a better opportunity to skim the article and then decide if they want to read it or not, because our eyes focus on the bold stuff. So if you create subtitles, those are essentially headers, and people will read those and decide if they want to read further. So make sure that your article is divided into sections and each section title is valuable, but also make the person read more. Like, don't give it all away in the subtitle. Make it a little bit, it's like the title of the post itself, where you need to create a title that keeps people curious but not clickbaity. So you want to do the same thing in your subtitles. And the third and final thing, because I know we're already over, is please, for the love of God, do not end your articles with a conclusion section. What you want to do instead is end your article section with a CTA, call to action. Do you want people to join your email list? Do you want people to check out another post? Do you want people to go to your YouTube channel? Whatever it is, do you want people to check out a course? Whatever it is, make sure that you end your article with a CTA instead of writing a conclusion. In this article, you learn. They know what they learned. They read it. You don't want to waste their time by giving them the same thing over again. If you look back a few years ago, it was okay, and I did this. I added conclusions into my articles. But today, it's no longer relevant. You want to make sure your people know what to do next after reading your article. So that's it for this little episode. Thank you so much for watching or listening. If you have any questions, let me know, and I'll see you in the next one.